conclusion, there's no SARS-CoV-2, hence there's no COVID-19, hence there's no variants, there's no gamma, no delta, no Omicron, and there's certainly no damn monkeypox. Monkeypox is essentially a side effect of the jabs, folks. There ain't no new virus. If you've been injected with any of the Pfizer or Moderna or whatever, Johnson & Johnson, any of those jabs, you get monkeypox. Essentially, you're detoxifying from your skin. So I was contacted by my lab principal investigator, and who's the chief scientist of the lab, and they said they got 1,500 COVID-positive samples from Southern California, and we got a huge $1.5 million grant from the NIH to do the isolation of the novel. We had 20 lab members, and we started the process of isolation and purification, characterization, and causation the way I described it should be done the correct way with the Koch's postulates and all. We started in late April 2020, and we went all the way through September of 2020. I mean, that's several months. And the reason is my PI, the principal investigator, wanted the test done three times. She wanted us to do the isolation done three times on the 1,500 samples because she kept saying, when we did it, we didn't find anything. We just found cellular debris. We didn't find SARS-CoV-2. We didn't find flu. We didn't find anything, okay? Because she was upset that we hadn't isolated SARS-CoV-2. She was very much wanting to isolate and find this novel virus. So we did it three times, and we found the same thing, just cellular debris under the microscope the way we did it. And then, you know, once we did the Koch's postulates, we used ferrets instead of mice. And so we had 100 ferrets that we injected this material into. And then you always have to have a control group. That means you take a control group of another 100 ferrets and you inject them with saline solution. When we injected the ferrets, okay, this is very interesting. The ferrets, if there was something really deadly like a virus or something that makes people sick, you know, which they say all these people had runny noses, high fevers, pneumonia, blah, 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 headaches. Well, the ferrets should also get those same symptoms. Nothing happened. All were healthy. They were moving around, very active, vibrant. In fact, their appetites increased. Some of them got kind of chunky. And 10 ferrets lost a little bit of fur on their tail, and that's about it. Losing fur on your tail is not SARS-CoV-2. So she sent emails to other universities saying, this is what we found. We contacted 100 universities in this country, of which only 6 responded. They said, all right, we'll replicate this whole process exactly the way you did it. They took about a month and a half to do their studies, and they found the same thing we did. That's all they didn't find SARS-CoV-2. They didn't find the genome. They didn't find anything. I mean, nothing was found. 7 universities then called the CDC. Robert Redfield was the director. I call him Fauci's colleague and Trump appointee as CDC director. We called them and we said, hey, these are the findings. Okay. 2.5 hours on a Zoom call back and forth. And he says, just call it SARS-CoV-2. I don't care what you found. You found something else. You have to call it COVID and SARS-CoV-2. If you don't call it SARS-CoV-2, you're going to lose your job. You'll never work in a lab again. I'll make sure you never work in a lab again. Your lab will be closed down, underfunded, not funded, et cetera, et cetera. We said no. Our group decided to go ahead and publish our findings, and we went through 21 journals. The last journal that we went through, Science, Nature, PLOS One. The last one we went through was in October of last year, October 2021, the Danish Medical Journal. We decided to go outside the country. We thought, okay, maybe if we go to Scandinavia, they're usually open-minded. First they said, they gave us a provisional yes, and then they said no. I think the Danish government probably put some pressure or something. I don't know what happened. Between like June of 2020 through early August 2020, after we found what we found, and the CDC said you have to call this SARS-CoV-2, blah, 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 we actually started calling the CDC and asking them to send us an isolated, purified sample so we could test it, okay? So we could actually do the causation studies and Koch's postulates. since they didn't believe that our samples were any good, we said, hey, why don't you send us just one or two samples, right? First they said they can't send it. Then they said they didn't have any samples. There's no records of any samples, et cetera, et cetera. So, and then after 2 months, they just started hanging up on us. Finally, in April of 2021, our lab was raided by the FBI. Everything was confiscated, computers, paperwork, drafts. Fortunately, me and four other people had saved everything. I have everything saved, including the actual paper copies. I kept those. You know, the drafts, all our work, writings, everything. So we have all of that. We've saved that. We can still publish.